This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Well, summer is not over. And if you're trying to squeeze in one last summer getaway like we did to D.C. before the school year gets underway, make sure you power your trip with the Compass Black credit card through Leaders Credit Union. You get 3% cash back on every purchase and a 0% introductory APR for 15 months. No categories, no limits. That seems easy. Set up direct deposit and enjoy no annual fees. It's time your credit card worked as hard as you do. See full details and disclosures. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN. Leaders is your financial champion for life. Federally insured by the NCUA. Every day around this time, we do the rundowns. Go. All right. We have some news. We have some news in the world of Memphis basketball. As a couple of things, actually. A couple of hirings and comings and goings. The news this morning was that, according to John Rothstein, Nolan Smith is in discussions to leave the University of Memphis basketball staff to take the head job at Tennessee State. Now, the Tennessee State vacancy happened because Penny Collins left Tennessee State to join the Memphis Grizzlies. So what we have here is a trade. The Memphis Grizzlies have traded for Penny Collins from Tennessee State. It's a three-team deal. And then in exchange, Tennessee State has made a trade with the Memphis basketball program. Penny Collins, Penny Hardaway, Nolan Smith to Tennessee State. It is unclear, Jason, what the Tigers will receive in this. It seems as though maybe, you know, a pick to be named later. Mm-hmm. We just don't know. But yes. Now, I can't remember. I guess Tennessee State wasn't on the schedule. I know they have been in the past. I guess they haven't been as of late. But yeah, Nolan Smith getting a head coaching job after just a year with Penny, right? Or was it two?
I think it was one.
Okay, just the one.
I think so.
You know, listen, Nolan, I thought was good for the Tigers if this indeed happens as is reported by Rothstein. I thought he was good for the Tigers. I thought he, you know, obviously to have a guy who played at that level, won a championship, you know, and is younger, you know, can sort of be that buffer with the players and Penny. I think that's a good thing to have, but I don't think it's the end of the world by any means. I mean, good for him, right? Good for him to get the job, a head coaching job. That's what you want if you're Penny Hardaway. Send these guys off to get head coaching jobs.
Wasn't even here for a full calendar year. He was hired on September 18th of last year.
Wow.
Yeah, remember late.
Man.
They got it done late. It was going to be done, but remember it was announced late. Remember how that went?
Yeah. It took forever.
Everybody kind of knew it was going to happen.
Right. But
the announcement didn't come until September 18th, the actual hiring.
Wow.
So here for less than a year.
That was quick.
And you turn it into, you know, your first head coaching job. It's tough. I mean, it's, you know, this is a risk that he's taking because You hope you've got time at TSU. That's what it could take. I mean, for Tony Madlock, when he decides to go out on his own, you know, there's no promise he's going to make an NCAA tournament and keep working his way up the ladder.
Right.
You could go to Tennessee State and flop just because it's hard to win at these spots. But Nolan, obviously very confident, confident coach and a guy who's always seen himself as a head coach. So yep. I guess he's ready for this step. And so for our guy, Eric Buggs, though, who was serving as the interim, you know, and probably hoping former White Station Mitchell High product, Eric Buggs, was the interim coach here after Collins had left to come here for the Grizzlies, was probably hoping he'd get an offer. In this case, you know, now you're wondering, okay, well, are you staying as assistant? You moving on now? Because my guess is he had hoped to remain as the head coach. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So Nolan Smith, after not even a year at Memphis, is going to be reportedly moving on to the Tennessee State program, which, you know, a lot of dumb people on the internet were like, oh, getting away from Penny, it's a head coaching job. It's like, you take the head coaching jobs. I mean, is it possible that, you know, you could say, well, I that's not the one for me? You know, that has happened.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a challenge. I mean, that's going to be hard because I imagine there's probably no NIL to speak of. What are they, in the OVC? Mm-hmm. So... yeah, I mean, that's a tough league.
Could you have been more selective is the question.
Right, and, you know, but I mean.
Especially a guy like him, as young as he is. See, for Tony, you know, you're getting up there in age. You got to, hey, if you're going to do this again, you know, you might need to go ahead and go. And so maybe you're taking a little bit more of a risk.
Yeah.
Because of the point of your career that you're at.
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm ever going to do this, I got to go now. I got my son playing. I can take him with me and line up.
Yeah.
Nolan's young. He's got the Duke background. You know, he spent time at Louisville, although that wasn't how productive that was. And that said, he's got a good reputation.
He does.
So you figure jobs will come so long as you're not cutting any corners and you're doing a good job for Memphis. So.
Yeah.
To see him jump out this fast, I thought a little bit of a surprise because typically that's a tough place to win.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they did finish third last year in the OVC, so maybe he's looking at it like, all right, they have a little bit of a tradition now. They expect to win. I'll have enough for what I need in that league, play some bye games. I don't know. I don't know the internal thinking. You know, and some guys just do. Like, some guys just want to be their own person. They just want to be that. They want to run their program. And they're just going to take that opportunity when it shows up. You know, everybody it goes about it differently. And I don't think it's a reflection at all on, you know, on Penny or the program here. I think it's just some guys are wired a little differently. And even that some guys see a situation that to us is bad on the surface, but they look at it as a challenge. They want to take it on, whatever the case may be.
The last time Tennessee State made a tournament, they don't look like they did it under Collins, unless I'm missing it. Like, it's been a while.
I highly doubt they did.
And Collins was there for 7 years.
Yeah.
Last year in the OVC, 12-8, and one of their better records, because before 10-8, 8-10, 3-17, 9-9, 6-12. Like, that's a hard place to win.
Right.
So, more power to him. He's clearly confident that he will turn it quickly, because you don't go to TSU if you're Nolan Smith expecting to be there 6-7 years.
Well, yeah, because – they haven't gotten there since 94, so it's not like I guess his whole thing is, for me, it's risk-free. I go here, and I'm great. I get another job. I go here, and I flame out. Duke will hire me. I mean, that's probably.
There is that. He can always go to Duke, back to Duke as an assistant, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, they always take care of their guys who you know, like Chris, didn't Chris Collins, not Chris, I feel like a guy went back. Did Wojciechowski go back?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, I feel like
they had room for him because they maybe they did.
He's Jazz now. I don't know if he was at Duke at any point in terms of. No, he didn't go back. He went to the NBA actually. But like, I feel like there have been wayward guys like Capel. Didn't Capel go back?
Capel went back.
Yeah. So like, they usually do that, right? They usually, like, if you're up for the Brotherhood or whatever. All right, if it doesn't work out for you. So it's like a risk-free proposition kind of in a way. But maybe he'll take what he learned at Memphis under Penny and, you know, he'll you know, take it to Tennessee State. I wish him well. I hope he does a good job there.
I'm surprised. He must have some info on NIL help or something, because, again, that's tough to do.
Yeah.
You're right. Maybe you feel good about what can happen if you fail. That said, it would still be you're still taking a big risk that could result in failure to start your career.
Yep.
And if it's really bad, it could hurt you.
Yep.
Down the line. So I'm just, you know, and you don't want to get so desperate that you're starting to cut corners and you do things that aren't held up to a standard. That's a tough first one for a guy like him with his, you know, sort of resume. That's a tough first job. I give him all the credit in the world for jumping out there and taking it, though.
Yes, no question. And so Penny will have an opening.
Again. We thought for a minute maybe Penny keeps, for the most part, the same staff for two straight seasons. No.
Now, I honestly, and I know it's sort of my job to know, it feels like Memphis has so many assistants now that I don't know who's not. Who is
because like
not.
Technically you can have five, you know,
right?
You know, in terms of name and stuff.
Exactly. So I
Jermaine
mean,
was promoted to assistant this offseason.
Okay, so Jermaine is
he's an official assistant. Davis is an official assistant, and now you have an opening.
Now Andre's not.
I do not believe. So. I have not seen anything that said he's been promoted to official assistant. I've not seen that yet. I suppose that could happen now.
Yeah. So he'll just get promoted. It feels like out of Turner. I mean, that's easy.
Saw where they brought back Kelly?
Kristen Kelly.
I mean, old name from the blast from the past.
She was
compliance back in the day, bro.
But not the Malcolm Dandridge compliance, right?
I think she's been gone. No. Yeah, and it's in that story, but she's been gone long. She was gone before the Malco stuff.
Yeah.
This most recent stuff with Malco, yeah. She was gone from compliance before then.
Yeah.
She like Jaren and stuff back then, I think.
Oh, man, okay.
Like Pastner date.
Okay, so maybe that's what they need. They need somebody who can, you know, it's less basketball operations as it is, like, making sure they're in compliance or whatever. I don't know, you know, what the idea is there. Because I don't think she had any, like, experience doing something like this, right? Like she's compliance.
Yeah, according to Munch, she's the first woman on Penny's staff, technically game day bench staff since he became the Tigers coach in 2018. And I'm looking for her years that she was here earlier.
She was 2021. Yeah, 2014 to 2021. So she was doing NIL at Southern Illinois.
Okay, now that I didn't know what she was doing in the in between.
Senior associate AD for compliance/student services and NIL. So that, okay, is that what it is? Is that director of basketball operations? She's basically a general manager. That's what she is.
That's Jordan's old job, right?
I would assume.
Or one of his two old jobs.
Yeah, I mean, like, he had a lot of jobs? Things. He was like,
didn't he pick that up last year?
I think that was one of the jobs
he picked up.
So I think this is general manager, and they're just calling it director of operations because maybe they, you know, I don't know. But it seems like that's what this will be. It will just simply be you know, you're going to be in charge of our NIL and our ref share and making sure guys get paid and making sure, you know, that makes sense. Like, you know, the accounting is kind of what she did in compliance in a sense. So that's what this was. It'll just be like this is run through the Memphis basketball program. This is, you know, and I assume Memphis football has one, I believe. His name is escaping me, but I know Memphis football has a general manager as well.
So 13 to 21, she had Josh and then – she was the compliance director from 13 to 21. She had Josh, Tubby, and Penny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah. So.
and then went to San Jose State and, as you said, Southern Illinois in between.
Yeah. I mean, the Memphis football has a billion freaking coaches, man.
Well, and you thought basketball had a ton.
Scott Gasper is the general manager.
Okay. I wouldn't even have known that.
So, yeah, I mean, you have Memphis. I've never actually looked at this, really. But, like, you have you have your director of football nutrition. So we have that. You've got, you know, obviously your head trainer. Then you have the senior trainer. Then you have director of football ops. Then you have the general manager. Then you have the director of player relations. Then you have the director of on-campus recruiting. Then you have the director of player personnel. You have the recruiting operations director. You've got a director of football video. You've got the director of football creative media. So you got, and then you have some analysts in there as well. That's a lot of damn staff. Mm-hmm. I mean, that feels like a bigger staff than the Tigers football team has ever had. I mean, it used to feel like they was Bell used to have to do all that, right? Like, they used to have, all right, Bell, you're the NFL liaison, man.
He did. He had, felt like he had a million jobs.
Yeah. So now I guess they, they've expanded. That's part of the pool now. And the game changed, right? I mean, college football has become even bigger than it used to be. So I'm sure Memphis football will tell you, we need more. But yeah, you compare it to the Memphis basketball staff to the Memphis football staff. It's like, there's like five names on the basketball staff and you got like 50 on the football. But yes, some news for Memphis basketball. We'll see, does Penny just bump up Andre Turner? That seems easy. Cause you and I were talking about this, before the show started, in terms of, if this was 2010 and Penny lost an assistant like that, you would say, oh, well, what kind of coach does he need to get? Does he need to get like a former?
X's and O's, right. Or recruiter. That remember those days?
We used to ask those questions all the time, whether it's Aki Collins or, Jimmy the Jet Williams. Or
Robert Kirby was
Robert
the recruiter.
Hunter, he was the recruiter. Exactly. You don't need a recruiter or an ex. You don't need anything. You just need somebody that you believe will help you in your day-to-day. You got to make sure your rep share and your NIL is where it's at, because that's your recruiter now.
Right.
I mean, and Penny.
All about the dollar. And Penny has told us that, literally directly.
I mean, I don't even know, like,
the more that than relationship. Where I would say that caveat, I love doing that. If it's something like scheduling, yes, and you have relationships because you've been in the business, or your resume is the case with Nolan Smith, right? I mean, and it gets you indoors, whatever else. But in the case of Louisville, I mean, you wonder if did Nolan have anything to do with
right.
it? If not, okay, Penny Hardaway can get the pull. But point being, anybody that's got relationships like that can help me schedule games, because here at Memphis, that is almost what's become the most critical thing. How tough a non-conference schedule can you put together, right? Because you're always going to have this you-know-what schedule garbage in the AAC.
Yep.
And so. If an assistant coach can help me with that,
yes,
right, then
yes,
maybe that he can be of use to me in terms of relationships.
That's
there.
Probably the most value that you can provide these days.
That's what I'm thinking, because in terms of
not about player getting anymore.
Bro, that's about that dollar.
Yeah,
maybe you can hook us up on the Zoom.
Right.
But brother, I'm taking the Zoom over because I'm the one that's going to have the dollar amount.
Exactly.
And that's all that player cares about anyway. That's care about how far back I go with this assistant.
Yeah, because you used to be able to there'd always be these, oh, this guy is one of the best recruiters in the game. Like, they have like a list, like, oh, here's top 10 recruiters. Here's the top.
Tied to the Northeast. He's got all
exactly.
these connections in the Northeast.
Bro, those days are over.
Dunzo.
I mean, the only, your assistants are now Benjamin Franklin. I mean, that's your assistant. And the more of those you have, the easier it is. Can somebody help you at the margins? Can somebody help you with TV? Can somebody help you with the schedule? Can somebody help you with, like, whatever? Has he worked out? But the only thing that really matters is how much money does Memphis basketball have to pay people?
That's it.
I mean, somebody that has worked
Game's
with Ed
changed.
Scott, that'd be great. Somebody that's, can get his ear. We need more! That's the reality for college athletics, college basketball in today's day and age. So anyway, a little bit of news for Memphis basketball this morning.
Interesting list here. And it just randomly came up on a day that we're scheduled to have Calvin Austin III, the former Memphis Tiger. John's got him coming on 125. We're all looking forward to it. It's the second stop he'll make with us this offseason. Visited with us back in February. We didn't know who his quarterback was going to be
right.
this upcoming season back then. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields were obviously still up for it at that point. Question was, are Steelers going to be able to retain one of those guys? They're going to have to go elsewhere. Well, we know now they went elsewhere. And you've got Aaron Rodgers in there. So can't wait to talk to Calvin Austin 125. Make sure you stay tuned in for that. He's actually had a throw-in session now with Aaron Rodgers, so plenty to talk about. But Peter Schrager, formerly of NFL Network, that is now trying to kind of cement himself into the ESPN NFL crew, that's got Orlovsky, Tannenbaum, and all those guys trying to get in where he fits in over there at ESPN now, is hosting Get Up this morning, one of my favorite shows on ESPN, usually hosted by Mike Greenberg, and had a list of, and I went in and got the wording directly, players to take biggest leaps, NFL players to take the biggest leaps in 2025, according to Peter Schrager. Number five, very interesting list, too. You'll be, and we'll discuss why. But number five, he's got Jalin Hyatt, the former Tennessee wide receiver, I think going into his third year with the Giants.
Yeah.
Down year last year, but suspects that he will be there. He's got him number five. Devontae Walker was a name I wasn't prepared for either, number four. He says he's going to be Lamar Jackson's most trusted receiver eventually, a Baltimore Ravens receiver, Devontae Walker. And then number three, Calvin Austin III, who Peter Schrager was raving about and said all reports out of Pittsburgh, and we've seen some of those reports, they're very excited about him in the Arthur Smith offense. You know, have last year caught four touchdowns, was the over-the-top threat, the deep threat for that Pittsburgh Steelers offense. I remember he's doing that with Russell Wilson. And at one point, Justin Fields early in the season. So two different quarterbacks. He's got Calvin Austin as number three to take the biggest leap in the NFL in 2025. And the guys in front of him are even more amazing because, you know, it's quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, young quarterbacks that you would expect to be on lists like these. Michael Penix Jr., the Atlanta quarterback drafted last year, who got in at the end of the season once Kirk Cousins went down. He's number two. And then Drake May. You know, I was waiting to see if maybe Caleb Williams would make this list. Of course, he does not. A lot of things for Caleb to work on. I can't push back. But he's got Drake May as number one in terms of, again, biggest leap in 2025 going in that sophomore season with what the New England plan around him, now obviously led by Mike Vrabel, no longer Gerard Mayo. So Calvin Austin III is listed behind two second-year quarterbacks in the NFL as player.
That's amazing.
Peter Schrager expects to take the biggest leap in 2025.
Yeah, that's pretty
first
amazing.
First wide receiver and first non-quarterback on this list, highest rated on this list. So we're going to talk to him 125. I'm sure he's heard, you know, he knows about the buzz in Pittsburgh, just about him. Their receivers coach has come out and said he's our number two because some have said, well, they don't have a proven two. Calvin Austin has played a lot in the slot, played a lot as a three guy. But they have come out and said he's our two this year. Many are expecting a big leap, including Peter Schrager. We're hoping that's the case. But just to make this list, pretty significant when you're right behind Drake May and Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
As the guy folks are expecting to really take a step up.
It's pretty amazing that Peter Schrager would even get there. Like, of all the players in the NFL that to have identified Calvin as a guy. You know what I'm saying? It's just a very...
Hyatt was weird, too. If you go look at his year last year, he had a down year last year, and he's expecting a bounce-back season.
Right.
But he dug for Devontae Walker, too, is yeah. kind of weird. They're kind of... I thought all the... He kind of dug a little bit.
He did, it impresses me about Peter Schrager, because it's easy to say,
quarterback's going to take a big leap.
Right, Bo Nix.
Right, exactly.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, it's easy to say that, right? Yeah. And whatever.
Or have Caleb
been.
On here, too, because he's got Ben Johnson, exactly. Just to throw him on there, you know?
But to dig and identify, and accurately, probably, you know, a guy like Calvin Austin, who was a number two, number three receiver, you know, without a first-round pick.
Fourth year of his deal, contract season.
Yeah. I think either he's working with Calvin's agent or, you know, he knows ball. You know, I it's one of the two. I mean, it can't be anything else, you know. I've always thought Calvin has, you know, Mike Tomlin, every time we have Calvin in here, we ask him about Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin seems to have an affection for him. You know, he trusts him. He's still there. You know, there's a reason for that. Would we have liked him to get that extension before the season started? Sure. I guess there's still technically time for that. But, it feels like, you know, this is the best quarterback he'll have ever played with. I mean, that matters. And he had a damn good year last year relative to what he was dealing with. I mean, it's just never easy when you're going Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields.
Exactly.
I mean, how do you develop any kind of chemistry? How do you develop any kind of rapport, you know? I mean, it's just very different. And they're very, very different quarterbacks. Because Justin Fields can't do the things that Russell Wilson can do with the football in terms of throwing.
Mm-hmm.
Like Calvin, Russell was a much better quarterback for Calvin because he can throw that moon ball,
right?
That we talk about. You know, Justin Fields is a guy that's going to abandon the pocket and he's going to, you know, try to scramble and things like that.
He's going way up on the 36 catches last year on 58 targets. That's going way up.
Yeah. And so now he gets, you know, now listen, they did go out there and get DK Metcalf, but I guess they sent out.
He's their one. They sent out Pickens, though.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, you're going from, you know, you're essentially going to the two.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it definitely does. It definitely does feel like, hey, not like now or never, but like this should be the year of Calvin. Can't catch Cal in Pittsburgh.
It's not just us speculating. You got folks on Get Up.
It's not just us. there's real pressure on Calvin now because of this article. I mean, you got to go deliver, and I think he will.
He wants to put, you know, feed his family on, you know, I don't know, he's Calvin doesn't have a kid yet, but that pressure too, he's talked about it with us in February. It's a business.
Yep.
If you ain't, you know, taking care of yours, the guy behind you will.
100%.
And will bump you out.
Absolutely. So
I'm sure he's putting that pressure on himself every day.
Yep. All right. So this was an interesting, we don't ever really talk about golf on this show, but this was an interesting tangent that Scottie Scheffler went on in Northern Ireland. You know, this would get him to 4 major wins, 3 of the 4 legs of the career Grand Slam at 29. I mean, nobody's been playing better golf than him the last 2 years. And he almost, when he's doing this pre-tournament press conference, he sounds melancholy. He said, "This is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of the deepest places of your heart. It's something that I wrestle with on a daily basis. It's like showing up at the Masters every year. It's like, why do I want to win this golf tournament so badly? Why do I want to win the Open Championship so badly? I don't know, because if I win, it's going to be awesome for 2 minutes. Is it great to be able to win tournaments and to accomplish the things that I have in the game of golf? Yeah, it brings tears to my eyes just to think about it, because I've literally worked my entire life to be good at this sport. To have that kind of sense of accomplishment, I think, is a pretty cool feeling. To get to live out your dreams is very special. But at the end of the day, I'm not out here to inspire the next generation of golfers. I'm not out here to inspire someone to be the best player in the world, because what's the point? You win it, you celebrate, you get to hug my family, my sister's there. It's an amazing moment. Then it's like, okay, what are we going to eat for dinner? Life goes on. Feels like you work your whole life to celebrate winning a tournament for like a few minutes. It only lasts a few minutes." I don't know. I don't know what I guess he's saying that the work that I'm putting in, being here, the mental stress, the physical work I'm doing, it seems like he is saying that the results are not worth the process. I mean, I have no idea what goes into it.
Easy to say that when you make $60-something million, you know, off your tournament wins.
Well, maybe he's just gotten numb to the winning.
And you're set for life, you know?
Yeah. I think that's kind of what's happened. He's played such dominant golf that he's gotten so used to it. Maybe the field is just so uncompetitive that it just really does not do anything for him anymore. But it's you know, you never heard Kobe say that, though, right? Like, I'm just using him as you never heard Michael say things like that.
You never heard Tiger or Jack say it either.
You know, that is what it was all about. I mean, it was like, you know, I want to be the best. I want to win everything I do. It was like the most fulfilling thing. It was like you might as well be dead if you didn't win, like with those guys. Now, Scottie Scheffler is clearly wired very differently. Like, he does, it seems like he wants to, I mean, he should just retire.
He won't.
It sounds like that's really where his heart is, though. Like, he wants to, you know, go do other things, be with his family, things like that. Like, I don't know. He just sounds like a person that is not happy.
Is he? Or is he wired differently like that? Or does he just want you to think that? Does he want you to think there's more to him than there was to Tiger or to Jack or to Kobe, who he kind of in this tone is saying, they were just chasing greatness. I'm chasing more because, yes, I trained hard and I'm winning these now, but it doesn't fulfill me.
Right.
I kind of got that air.
What does he want, though? You know, like, what is he after?
Bro, what he's going to want is another win here in a minute. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
This is, I don't, because he could walk away right now and have all the peace he 100%. Wants because he's made all of this money. He's set for life. So, bro, just go do it instead of telling us about it.
Yeah.
This was the last answer, I think, what I read to a question in this presser.
Okay.
And it seemed like something he wanted to unload and give them. And they said folks in the room were like, what?
I mean,
really,
it's very strange.
Because they weren't. It's like, bro, we're at a golf tournament here. Like, if you don't like it, step off. And why do you not like it when you're so dominant?
Right.
But that's what I said. It almost seemed orchestrated. It almost seemed rehearsed. Like, hey, the next time I go out, let me give them this and really something to chew on. Maybe it's because everybody says Scottie Scheffler's not interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What that's one of the things, that he's not a, you know, he's not the kind of draw in terms of greatness that Jack and Tiger would. And some of it's like some of the stuff he says.
I mean, that's reality. He's not.
You know, he says some weird stuff. This would certainly speak to that. And he's just, I don't know, he doesn't fire you up. I don't know what that is. That it factor that Jaws got, that Tiger had and all, he doesn't have it. We've talked about that with him. Maybe he's trying to show us, trying to combat that. and show us some other side. But I got this. This kind of came off to me sort of more so. He's not some, you know, maybe not as much the deep thinker that he's trying to project onto us here as somebody who, you know, I don't know, maybe more aware than we think. And yeah. is trying to, you know, trying to make us think he's got all these different sides to him. And then step away then. You know, that,
right.
We'll really be, you know, wow, what in the world is he doing? If step away right now at the height of your career, I bet you won't do that. Why? Because you got common sense. You're going to take advantage of this. You're going to take advantage of this. So, I mean, I don't know, man. It's a weird deal. I know I don't have my finger fully on it, but I don't believe that this dude's somehow different than all of the great ones. There's more to him. There's more substance. Seems like that's what he's trying
well,
to
do. Well, yeah, I mean, and some people, you know, have said this. He's maybe different spiritually. Like, it could be a spiritual fulfillment deal, and, you know, somebody's own personal journey.
That's what I'm saying. Then step away.
Right.
If it's no longer doing something for you and you don't have any peace, you don't have to talk about it, bro.
That's
be
right.
about it. And then we'll say, wow.
But okay, Jason, then he's going to get $4 million a tournament.
100%, bro. That's what I'm saying. These are just words. Let's see it in action. Let's see you be different than those greats and step away while you're at the height of your game to go find that piece because you're certainly set money-wise. No, he's going to keep playing the game that everybody else did. I just get the sense this is it's a facade, man. He's just trying to tell you he's different than the previous greats.
Well,
he's not motivated the same way.
Well, I will say, like, I think there is maybe an element of where do I go from here, right? Like, I'm at the top of the sport. This is what everybody wants to be ever. I'm here. I've been here. I'm in no danger of ever losing this because nobody's close to me. You know, like, maybe he's bored.
I mean, go get the 18 majors that Tiger was trying to. Isn't that what Jack's record? I mean, record is, go get it. You're young enough. That's what that's what I'm saying.
Right.
He seems like he's telling us, I'm not going to be measured by this.
Yeah.
So you guys that are going to try to hold me to that Jack Tiger standard and getting the most majors, that's not how I'm going to measure myself. And so I'm just wondering if that's some of that early. You're combating some of that early here.
Yeah, I totally do. I mean, it's very, very jarring to hear someone at the top of their sport talk like this. You know, whatever the reason, whether he's just trying to put on a show or, like, can you imagine, you know, LeBron coming out one day and saying, yeah, you know, winning NBA finals, man, it just don't do anything for me. Like, it's just crazy. You know, like, when we know that that's literally the only reason why he's still trying to play. I mean, yes, $50 million a year is great, but he was, didn't he say, I'm chasing ghosts? Didn't he say, I'm chasing Mike? Now, for you, even if he won 10, he'd never be there. But I think he did at some point vocalize, like, that's why I'm still doing this. You know, I want to get to 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever.
Be like Barry Sanders or Aaron Donald that stepped away while they were still great and could have earned more.
Yeah.
There was something else for them that they, you know.
Yeah.
I think for Barry more, he wanted to be able to walk and all that stuff. And we get in, Lord knows the Lions were losing.
Right.
Aaron Donald won a Super Bowl, so you kind of checked off that box. That said, he was at We still consider him one of the best defensive tackles in the league. Said he had more years on him. He walked away.
Right.
Still in great shape.
It's almost like.
So do that. And then I'll say, oh, wow, there really was more to him than just that athlete, you know, that, you know, motivated by trying to reach greatness.
Right.
This guy's got a lot more to him than that.
I almost wonder if it's like a little bit like, different. You know, because it's not a team sport, right? There's a little weird, there's an isolation to it because it's just you. It's not anybody else. I almost wonder if it's like if you're like you're the best actor right now, you know, like if you're Leonardo DiCaprio. Does Leonardo DiCaprio feel fulfilled when he gets a big role anymore? Does it still matter to him that he gets, you know, The Revenant or, you know, Wolf of Wall Street or whatever? Has he ever won an Oscar? I don't know if he's won. Maybe he has.
He
finally did win one. That's the one he finally.
Yeah. Okay. The Bear.
So now that he's won an Oscar, like, does he still, you know? Does he still? I don't know. Like, I just, you know, I think that the isolation part, you don't have the team camaraderie around you, you know, that could be part of it. It's nice to have a team. It's nice to be able to, because you when you win a golf tournament, like, the only person that, I mean, your family is there and all that, but, like, it's just you. It's just like, me and my caddy can go, you know, which is enough. I mean, that is a teammate. I don't know, man. It's weird. You're probably not going to be able to diagnose it. I'd fade him this week, though. I'd fade him. He doesn't sound like he's in the right mindset. So, whoever, you know, is it Rory? I guess Rory's not playing well either. I don't know who the hell I'd bet on this week, but it would not be a guy that's saying he's not fulfilled by wins anymore. I'll tell you that.
Why are these guys all sad? All these golfers at the top, they're sad. They're not, you know, Rory was going through something.
Yeah, Rory,
Scheffler's telling us there's more to me than just the golfer.
Meanwhile, Spieth, I mean, whatever happened to him? He's like the
he just couldn't live. He
Freddie Adu of golf.
He couldn't take the pressure, bro. Y'all crowned him too early.
Yeah. Well, we also crowned Freddie Adu, but nobody ever talks about that.
Didn't Spieth have an Under Armour collection?
Oh, he was huge.
How's it doing?
I don't think it is.
Not as good as Steph.
He doesn't win.
Right.
So he can't do well.
It had whole floors, I thought.
Like, I think we've
whole sections
we've
Spieth Under Armour golf shoes.
He's been overtaken.
Swallowed up.
Like we identify even more, I think, with like Zalatoris than Spieth these days, man. Like we moved on from trying to anoint him, you know.
We put him through the ringer.
Yeah.
He couldn't take it.
And you're right. It just wasn't it wasn't the time. The time was not right to have the heir apparent to Tiger. And so, yeah, anyway, not fulfilled by wins. I hope you find some fulfillment, Scotty.
I'm glad you talked about it because I'm having a real hard time figuring him out.
Yeah.
If he's real and genuine or and he's just different.
If you told me he was like a big, is he a devout Christian? That would explain some things,
I
think, to me.
I haven't read anything about that.
Because, you know, you may find, he may be one of those people that I can only find fulfillment in my Lord and Savior.
You can find stuff pretty fast on CJ Stroud about that because he's always got it out there in interviews. I haven't picked up, maybe he has.
Yeah.
I haven't picked up on that from interviews with Shepard.
Well, I'll have
maybe
to consult.
That's not to say he's not.
Yeah.
And that some of this isn't a religious thing. But that's not what I'm reading and seeing.
I'll have to consult with my golf expert locally, Matt Cooper, on this.
Ask Coop. I think this dude's just trying to be overly deep.
Yeah.
Could be off on my meter there.
Yeah.
Been wrong before.
Like Coop on a local level, right? Like Coop used to be at the top of his game locally, and he's been knocked to second.
McDougal took him out.
No, what's the guy's name,
Ed McDougal.
No, it's not Ed McDougal, bro.
McDougal wins everywhere.
No, it's like there's a number. There's a new... Winburn Hughes is his name.
Oh, we've talked about him before.
Winburn
that
Hughes
name.
Has come along and unseated Coop as the number one locally.
Definitely a private school name.
Yeah, oh, for the most.
I feel like I covered him in the
press. If you put in a private Winburn school name Hughes. Generator, that's the first one it's going to spit out.
MUS or Christian Brothers.
I think he spent two at MUS,
Winburn,
two at Christian Brothers, and did a post-grad year at...
St. George.
Yeah. So and his first job was at ECS, believe
Winburn
it or not.
Winburn Hughes. This is going to get back to him, by the way.
No, it's all love and respect.
It is love and respect. Out of love and respect.
He's
number one.
He's number one.
He's pushed Coop down.
And so I think Coop was like getting bored a little bit at the top.
Yep.
And he was saying, I'm not fulfilled anymore when I went in the Greenwood Community College, you know, tournament, invitational. So now he's got this fresh new hunger, right?
And him and McDougal are training?
I think Coop is a lone wolf. I think he, although Johnny Fly maybe is his trainer. Jonathan Fly.
Related to, the Flies. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He may be working.
Buzz Fly, Jonathan Fly.
He may be working out with him.
Okay.
But I think that's that.
Interesting.
Scotty needs that. I think Scotty needs that adversary. He needs that. He needs a Winburn Hughes in golf. Tiger had, I guess, Phil?
No. Not seriously. He annihilated everyone. There was never a 1v. It was us trying to make somebody
right,
versus
right.
Tiger.
It was just me versus me.
They all
Tiger.
Melted.
But I think Scotty needs that because it's good to be pushed and bleed a little bit every now and then. But yeah, he's out there saying that he's not fulfilled. So hopefully he finds some.
I got one more. Teddy Bridgewater's in the news. Have you seen it?
Oh, I did see this.
There are many in the NFL that are applauding him, and it reminds me of something. I want to see if you agree. We'll get to that. The news of it is that he's been suspended from his high school job, his high school coaching job, because basically they said he's giving away or impermissible benefits in terms of what he's doing for his high school team, $14,000 for training camp, $9,500 for team pride sets, $2,200 a week for pregame meals, $1,300 a week for recovery. And he confirmed in a Facebook post that he's been suspended as head football coach by Miami Northwestern after self-reporting the payments he made to aid his players and program last season. The program, as we said, Miami Northwestern was Florida's Class 3A champion in 2024. And the folks in the NFL that have looked into this in terms of what he was trying to do for his players are basically saying he was just trying to even the playing field for the league that they're in and that other schools have more. And people like Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports have come out and said these are the kind of servant leaders, speaking of Bridgewater, our communities need. You've had others out of the NFL say we should be celebrating Teddy Bridgewater for what he's doing for these kids. So, you know, at one point he's a volunteer for them, helping them out, and eventually he becomes the head coach. And then as the head coach, you know, the state rules and everything else apply sort of in a different, not sort of, they apply in a different way to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reminded me a little bit of Penny Hardaway and sort of what his role in the community while he was still coaching at Leicester before. He was a guy who I think was doing a little bit more for Leicester before he eventually, you know, moved up to East. And at one point he wasn't even the head coach at East. But he took his kids from Leicester over there. And at one point, before he ended up leaving East, like he's an assistant, volunteer assistant, whatever it was, but doing more clearly for that team because he was, you know, because he was over there. But we also know, and we talked about this in the Wiseman case. Remember the 11-5? Well, Penny, you know, that he gave to Wiseman before he's the coach at Memphis, that they end up coming back and penalizing him for after he becomes the coach. Well, Penny talked about that, doing things like that for kids all over the city. Those in that case, remember the 11-5 was moving expenses for Wiseman to come from Nashville to Memphis. Now, again, man, you know, that's its own story. You know, that help in that situation. You know, I will say Penny didn't know he's going to be the head coach in Memphis to move Wiseman to East, all that separate story.
Mm-hmm.
All that said, Penny had done stuff in the community for a bunch of kids, had done stuff for schools, had done stuff for Leicester, had done things for East. And then you get him to the head spot, and TSSAA tried to get him.
Yep.
And it feels like that's what kind of what this is. And what didn't happen, it didn't feel like in Penny's case, was you had folks, like we said, Louis Riddick has come out, who was over at ESPN, former NFL executive, saying Teddy Bridgewater shouldn't be suspended for this. What the F are we doing here? Everything I've read that he's provided for these young men, I'm thinking, is he going to get some kind of award for what he's doing, the opportunities he's giving these guys?
Yep.
No, in this case, because, again, he broke rules. But the NFL has come to Teddy's defense in a way it didn't feel like the NBA did necessarily in Penny's. He was kind of made to be the villain. And some of us were even saying, come on, guys. Like, he had no idea he was going to be the coach at Memphis. You're penalizing him now as the head coach at Memphis for impermissible benefits for something he gave to Wiseman as a high school coach. It was ridiculous to go retroactive. That's how hot they were to get Penny Hardaway early, though. And many of us were just fine saying, well, yeah, Penny Hardaway broke the rules. You know, you got rules. In this case, it feels like Bridgewater is getting more support. I'm not here to, you know, tell you in this case that Teddy did anything wrong. I don't know enough of the details here. Sounds to me, again, and he's got a ton of NFL folks that have looked into this and know his situation down there. You know, sounds like it was a great situation, especially the opportunity he was creating for those kids. And when he became head coach, folks didn't like it, and they can stick you then in a different way on the rules, especially when you're winning and they won that 3A state championship. So, again, don't know all the details. It's become quite a big deal in terms of a newsmaker because of, again, the NFL's support of him through this. But right now, Teddy is suspended. We'll see if the backlash, you know, sort of can, you know, put him back in the spot. But right now, he's being honest and open about it. We self-reported all those payments, and I was trying to do good for my kids.
Yeah, I think it's just idiotic. I mean, he's a volunteer. He's doing this out of the kindness of his heart because he's from, you know, he's from the area, right? I think he's from Florida. I don't know if he's from Miami, but he's doing it out of the kindness of his heart, trying to give back to these kids, and he's got the means to do it. And I can't really understand the angle from Miami Northwestern in here at all. I mean, it's his own money. He's a volunteer. It's not like he works for the school system. I don't really understand.
No, it's like, and I'm glad you said that. It's the school that suspended him, not the state organization,
right,
which right now is still investigating. Now, I don't know if this school has done it as sort of a preemptive because they're expecting some sort of discipline to come from the Florida High School Athletic Association. But right now, they're currently gathering more information, and Bridgewater's suspension is from the school, a school that clearly at one point loved his money when he wasn't the head coach and was fine with it because he had been there beforehand and stop him from becoming the head coach or whatever else.
Yeah.
So, strange deal.
It is.
Especially that it seems like the school has kind of turned on you in a way where they were cool with you at one point, and now they want
to. I mean, but like, why? It'd be like, you know, East High School would not have done this to Penny, right? That was the NCAA. That was an outside third-party organization. East High School was not ever going to suspend Penny or sanction Penny for bringing James to Memphis. Like, they're like, thank you. You know what I'm saying? And it was the same deal, right? He was not employed. It was Rocky Jackson. Rocky Jackson was the sort of head coach, and it was the worst kept secret. I thought he ended up being the head coach
at the end.
At least I know there was a little bit of a workaround at the beginning, at the very least. And it could, you know, it seems like the same thing here, you know, so that he could do what he needed to do to help be competitive. I mean, I know that for the other schools, I could see where the other schools might cry foul on this, but your own makes absolutely zero sense. Like, you just want him out, and why you would want him out, I don't understand. So. Right.
Bringing so much to the table.
There has to be some other side of it, you know, that we're not hearing. Just from a common sense standpoint, because if you're Miami Northwestern and you're getting all these things, you're getting all this investment.
If they're just trying to avoid a death penalty from the state association,
right,
and saying, hey, we got to have a life after Coach Bridgewater, even though we loved what he was doing. Maybe that's the only reason I can give you, because I'm with you.
Right.
Like I said, it feels like they've stabbed him in the back here.
Right.
In terms of turning him in, you are absolutely right.
That's true.
East wouldn't have done that to Penny, even if it was going to come back and call. Because right. I mean, just Penny is in the city.
It did end up coming back on him, didn't it?
And they ended up pulling him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think down the road.
Yeah.
East never said we're suspending him, we're turning him in. That I know of, for our future, so that we can have a program. Maybe that's some of it.
I do think that is a good point, because, like, you know.
But come on, death penalty for this? I mean,
it's a lot of money.
What are they going to do to you? Maybe it's a 1 year, you pay fines or whatever.
Right.
They're just trying to look, you know, a preemptive strike here by suspending them. That's all I've got. Otherwise, like I said, it just looks like a knife in the back.
Right.
You love to support at one point, and now you're ready to turn him in.
Well, yeah, like, honestly, if you're going to do it, make sure it's private, make sure it's handled with him directly. Like, you don't want to end it on bad terms.
Agreed.
You know, you want to, like, we got to figure out a way. Let's figure out a way together.
Right.
So that you can continue to be involved.
Seemed like you appreciate his contributions. You won a state title last year.
But, like, as I saw a viral post of his going around, like, if he, for whatever reason, decided to be a volunteer, like step away totally and just be a fan in the stands,
yeah.
What's to preclude him from continuing to do the same things for those players, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he's not the head coach.
That's what he said in his post.
Yeah.
I read some along those.
Yeah, like he can go back and do those things.
Just go back to that. Nobody's going to say
anything. Yeah.
Right.
Which is a little stupid, but I do understand that, like, there are other schools in the system and they don't have access to those things. And, you know, I know that in high school, in college, we don't give a damn. Texas Tech pays their kids $55 million. That is what it is. But at the high school level, we have to sort of maintain this facade, I suppose, of equity. But yeah, I feel bad for him, because in his mind, he's just trying to, like, give back to the kids, and he's not being allowed to do that.
Yeah, many have written that he's looking to level the playing field for his program against those in wealthier areas with more established booster programs.
Well, the system's fighting back.
He's the booster program,
yeah,
in their sense. And I think the oddest thing is what you point out, John, that it's the school that's sort of, you know, turned on him.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah. I hope it ends in a positive way. I do. But I, you know, at this point, who knows? It is the system. All right, we'll come back. Calvin Austin III is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about his offseason, his new quarterback. Lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you try to fam? Yes, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Love Group at the Real Estate Agency will be your best friend. When you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need a team that will get the job done and a team that will make sure you feel good about everything when it's all said and done. Make you the most money. That's what they do. Jennifer and her team are the experts. They can analyze the market, tell you what you need to do, what you don't need to do. Countless success stories over the years when it comes to the real estate game in Memphis. But you got to reach out, soldolivelovememphis.com.
901-625-5200. Best way to get a hold of Jennifer Carstensen and her wonderful team. Get you a Live Love sign in that yard. Won't be there long. That's my guess. She's done it in every market. She'll do it right now. Did it recently, most recently for Reggie. He'd heard about Jen and her team right here on the radio listening to us. We appreciate Reggie, but even more thankful and grateful that he reached out to Jen. Again, 901-625-5200. He got that home sold and then ended up writing the strongest offer to get an amazing home in the Cove that they wanted. Got all their closing costs covered. Seller's super kind. That's how it can go smoothly with Jen. 901-625-5200. Do like Reggie did. Do like I did. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Calvin Austin III is going to join us at 125, and we'll talk to him about a number of things. We'll talk to him about his offseason. We'll talk to him about being picked to be third player in Peter Schrager's rankings to make a big jump this year, which is a distinct honor. There's no doubt about that. So, a lot to get to with Calvin Austin the III. Real quick here, I watch Summer League, so you don't have to. We have a full slate today, Jason.
Oh.
Including the hometown Grizz. They're in action.
Yeah, now, why we have to draw the late game again?
We got to make sure, you know,
we
wait.
We do this once.
Wait on it, man.
Did it against Portland.
That's right. And I think that game ended like midnight. It was something crazy.
Only you were up.
Well, it was for Young and Son. All right. That's why I was staying. He's in action today, too, by the way.
So that's going to be a little bit of a tease. We kick things off at 3:30, Timberwolves Pistons. Not a lot. I mean, maybe Ryan Holland plays for the Pistons. Not real clear if he does or not. The Timberwolves obviously will try out Rob Dillingham, Terrence Ennis Jr., some intriguing second-year pieces, but no rookies, really. 5 o'clock, Nets-Knicks. Yegor Yeoman. It's been an emphasis. That is how you say his name. He's the top 10 pick for the Brooklyn Nets. He'll be in action tonight against the Knicks at 5 o'clock. I believe that's the only other first rounder that's been playing for them. Of course, Drew Timmy's on that team as well, of Memphis fame. And he had 30 against the Wizards the other night. So he's out there balling. Thunder Magic, you've got Jace Richardson out there for the Orlando Magic. Raptors Nuggets, no real rookies to speak of, I don't believe. I guess Colin Murray Boyles, but he stunk. I thought that first summer league game on Sunday, he looked bad. I was not impressed, and count myself very fortunate that the Grizzlies did not draft him because I don't see it for him. 76ers Wizards is interesting because sounds like VJ Edgecombe will be making his return.
Okay,
so he played that one game in Utah. He has been out since, and it now sounds as though he is going to suit up. He's fun. That's a reason to watch at 7:30. Blazers Pelicans, couple of reasons. One big one, Young Hansan. If you didn't watch him against the Grizzlies, I invite you to do it tonight. And then Jeremiah Fears for the Pelicans. And Derek Queen, but he's been struggling, the big man from Maryland. And then finally, Warriors and the Grizzlies. We'll see if everybody goes for the Grizzlies. It seems like, according to the market, that they will. We shall see. Gigi Jackson making his return from the illness, we hope, we assume. So that is your summer league update. The 2-0 teams are the Raptors tonight. You got the Raptors, you've got the Thunder, the Timberwolves, and the Pistons. So the summer league playoff picture, Jason, is becoming extremely clear.
Yeah, and the Spurs are at the top of it.
The Spurs as well.
They're 3-0.
3-0.
They're only allowing 76 points per game.
Yes. David Jones-Garcia, defensive stalwart.
So it's not just the buckets that he can score. It's the length and the defense.
Yeah, somebody was tweeting, and what was what we've been saying. Why is he not shut down and given a roster spot by this point? What more does this man need to do and show? I mean, it's just sad that he hasn't been given a chance. Anything. He hasn't even been getting a damn two-way. Like, somebody out there ain't giving this man a two-way?
I mean, sort of, where do you see him? As the microwave coming off the bench?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I honestly think he could be more productive than Gigi Jackson next year.
Okay. I'm not going to push back on it. He could be a scorer off the bench.
Like, I mean, I just, you know.
But, I mean, they got dudes. There's no way you can get them to start.
Yeah, maybe it's not in San Antonio, but it's somewhere else. Like,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.